I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories.
Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. I had the great pleasure to sit down with Sean Lake, former pro snowboarder and team manager for Sean White at Burton Snowboards. Sean is a super storyteller, sharing his journey from snowboards and sports marketing to co-founding Bubs Naturals, a line of natural collagen peptides and other supplements to help athletes perform at all levels. It was great to hear how the threads of Sean's life produced the next great idea, landing him just where he needed to be, even if that wasn't the plan. I love these types of stories, and I completely geeked out listening and butting in to say so. Please welcome Sean Lake.
How's it going today, Sean Lake?
Well, let me tell you.
Tell me, please.
I am a solo dad I'm solo dad every morning. My wife is a news reporter.
Oh, so boy.
She's out the door like 3-4 in the morning.
Wow.
So out the door, I get the kids. So we have a 3-year-old who's about to turn 4, mm-hmm. and I have a recent 6-year-old. So these kids are preschool, kindergarten, and a handful.
Yes.
So Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get them up, get them dressed, get them clean, get them fed, make their lunches, out the door, school drop off, preschool drop off, into the office.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
We thank parents, moms, for all the years they were really kind of maybe doing it on their own and going to work. And certainly dads. I don't want to exclude the fact that dads are really in the mix way more than probably when you and I were younger, but it's super.
I do reflect back on that. And I remember my dad sort of like coming home, going down to his downstairs office, and that was it. He was off limits. Mm-hmm. Comes up, dinner, and then he's gone again.
Right.
And I was like, I'm looking at it now going, hey, he had a pretty sweet deal back then.
Not a bad gig.
but my wife, the downside of that arrangement, so she gets out the door first thing in the morning, but she misses all that morning time, which is actually pretty darn cute, except until they start fighting, which is inevitable. But she gets them in the afternoon. So Sebastian, my oldest, is out of kindergarten at 3 p.m., and then she's got to keep him entertained. And then my job is to get home by, say, 5:30 or so. And then, then it's all hands on deck.
Yeah. Because no doubt she's also she needs to get to bed early so she can get up early so she doesn't feel like absolute blah.
So last night, great example. Exactly. The kids don't go to bed. Like, she's trying to get in bed so bad.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'm like, you go to bed. I'll get the kids into their rooms. It took me almost an hour.
I bet.
An endurance sport, but
that feels like almost on a good day an hour. Good for you. It is an endurance sport. See all of your background, your history. Hopefully it's catching up and playing a role here.
It's coming up.
That's awesome. Anyhow,
get connected.
Totally. It's awesome to meet you finally. I've been reading about you ever since the agency sent you my way. And I have to say, it's been a little more exciting than some of the traditional conversations I've been having just around your background. I love that you are knee deep, literally at times, I'm sure, or were in snow and sports in the snow. And I love your product line. Your company was so beautifully generous to send me some products. And so I've been digging in, loving it. I really enjoyed collagen before. And I think I've been using it inconsistently, a month here and then not. And then, some MCT oil, I try it. And then I just wasn't staying consistent, but I was like, no, this is great. I'm going to kick this off and I'm going to get at it. So I think I'm on, this is the second full week.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, you start a habit, mm-hmm. they say it takes, 21 days to establish a pattern.
Yes.
And then habit to lifestyle is something else. That takes.
Yeah. It's a little longer than that. Yeah.
And I mean, I got hooked just by virtue of seeing the benefits pile in. And it really just made me curious. I'm like, there's a thing that is going to help my fingernails grow.
Right.
And then I need a haircut. Like, what's going on in my body? Like, it really made me curious. And then for me, as the guy who, mountain bikes and surfs and snowboards and, rolls around on a skateboard once in a while, all that stuff, when my joints stopped hurting, I was like, oh, wow. Like, I'm really curious. What is in this stuff? What's going on here? Like, what's this magic that's happening? And I akin it to magic, like to be so injured day to day and just sort of be run down, and then to regain a level of mobility and cushioning and recovery and energy. I just didn't expect it because I'd been hurt for so long.
Right. We don't be like, oh, wait, that can actually happen. We have no idea that we can reverse things or that we can restore those parts of ourselves. We just assume, well, I'm aging, and so I'm going to start feeling the cracks and the pain of it. And so that's that. We almost accept it. I think most people do. But I want to talk about, now that you've brought that up, I want to talk about Bubs Natural, your brand, but why? Like, was it that you were starting to feel the effects of all the sports that you were engaging in? Was it that you were using other products and you're like, well, these are sort of helping. I think I can do this in a more brilliant way. What led you to, because you have a great background, just to digress for a moment, in like some hard goods, right? Doing some performance products, DC Sports and shoes, also all performance-based, even the apparel, you know, way away from the inside functionality of the body. You were more on the fun exterior experience. So what got you here?
So it is funny. You're right. I mean, I was a professional snowboarder mm-hmm. throughout my 20s. I got kind of a late career start, but what I thought I was going to do and ended up doing are two different things. I ended up getting recruited by Burton Snowboards to move to San Diego out of the mountains and work with Sean White, who is, you know, right in the middle of his fifth Olympic run. And he was a teenager when I worked with him. This is all 20 years ago.
Right.
And it was, hey, you're going to work with this young kid. And next thing you know, I'm working in hard goods, you know, snowboards and boots and bindings and the outerwear. And that sort of rolled into this career in action sports marketing. So
super. I know this.
I'm going to go and run around in all the sports that I love and kind of weave in brands and products and athletes and all the media and kind of share in that adventure. And I'm going to get to surf a lot and still snowboard a lot. So yes, awesome. Sign me up. But so fast forward a decade and, you know, I turned 40. And I'd sort of done it. Like I'd had this great career in that space. And I started working as an agency, an independent consultant. And I was working with Reebok and Converse shoes. I had some connections on the fitness side. Cause I'd always valued fitness as a role to stay active. And I had gotten a little unfit in my early 30s because I was working so much. And I sort of like, I kicked fitness back into gear. And my best friend, who was a Navy SEAL at the time, like best buddy since childhood.
Right.
He sort of basically was like, we got to kick your ass back into shape.
And so he played a pivotal role for you. So that was like a critical moment. That's awesome. Yes. Yeah.
I started to go to the gym and he would add routines. He'd be like, you're going to start running. You're going to start cycling, swimming. He would just add a little spice into, you know, probably a fairly mundane routine. And I got really hooked on it. So anyways, you know, fast forward to when I'm turning 40 and I'm starting this agency and I'm working with these footwear brands, but I'm really geeked on the fitness side. Mm. And at this point I have become an instructor at a fitness gym called SEAL Fit. And funny enough, it's owned by another former Navy SEAL.
Of course.
Your best friend's a Navy SEAL. You end up becoming friends with a lot of them.
Of course. And you're also in Southern California. You're down in an area where I'm sure there are many located. So
there's a fair number.
Exactly.
It's a tight-knit community. I'm fortunate and lucky to be friends with a bunch of those guys. So I teach at this gym. You know, I'm kind of moonlighting as an instructor there. And I'm immersed in that culture. Well, when you're around fitness and you're around people that are really performing at a fairly high athletic level, it rubs off on you because it's infectious to want to participate. But then you start asking more and more questions about like, what else could I do? Like, what about nutrition? Right. What am I feeding my body? Pizza, beer?
Right.
Probably not the best combo.
Tacos.
A lot of tacos.
You guys are known for tacos and I love your tacos in Encinitas. Yes.
They're quite nice. You know, I always had a lens on that I appreciated. Then my wife, who I was dating at the time, she was like next level on the nutrition front. So whether it's paleo-based diet, Mediterranean, doing various elimination diets, she was always interested in that. And I'm just curious enough by nature to participate. So I don't know that I needed to be like, oh, I wonder what that's going to be like. I just had an open mind to follow along with what she was already going to charge with. And that, you know, is always fun in a relationship, I think, to explore what your partner is exploring and being interested in. And hey, if the byproduct is you're going to be healthier, okay.
Yeah, so, everyone wins. It's all good. Exactly. Cool.
You got it. So, you know, fast forward a couple of years, I'm 45 years old. This is early 2017. And my wife comes home with a jar of collagen. And my wife's a news reporter, so she had done a news segment or heard about it on TV or a blogger or something. Anyways, she puts the jar on the counter. She says, I want you to take this. And my wife's a little bit younger than I am. And she says, I need to preserve you in your old age because we have a child and I'm pregnant with our next child.
Right.
I'm like, oh, a not so subtle jab at the aging process. I'll take that. And I just said, okay, well, what do I do with this stuff? Because, you know, it's collagen. I don't know anything about it. And she says, well, put a scoop in your coffee. It's heat tolerant and it's supposed to be great for your joints. I'm like, oh, okay. So I read the packaging and it says hair, skin, nails, muscle recovery, joint health. And I'm like looking at that. I'm like, okay, well, I don't care about the hair, skin, and nails, but I'll take the joint health. So I start taking the product and I'm a skeptic. I don't really believe this is going to work. I'm not that into it, but I will dutifully do what my wife says. I drink coffee every morning. So I throw a scoop in my coffee. About 3 weeks goes by. I haven't missed a day. And I notice that my fingernails are growing like crazy. And I'm like, what's going on? Where are the nail clippers? Like, this is crazy. About a week later, we had a wedding to go to. And I'll never forget, like, I had just gotten a haircut, like, you know, 6 weeks earlier. And my wife's like, you need another haircut. I'm like, what's happening around here? So within 1 month, I had 2 data points of physical change in my body. And the only thing that I had done was add collagen protein to my life.
Wow.
So about 3 more weeks goes by, less than 2 months, right around that mark. And I remember getting out of bed. I had to fly my wife and my, you know, my toddler son from San Diego to Boston, where I have a lot of family. And we pack them all up, get in the car, go to the airport, get on the plane, all the stuff, fly across country. 5.5 hours later, we're getting off the plane to grab all the stuff and go to the rental car. And I turn to my wife and I say, hey, nothing hurts. And she's like, oh, that's nice, dear. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I just sat cramped up on an airplane for 5.5 hours and my knees don't hurt. I'm like, what the hell is in this stuff?
Wow.
There is some magic going on in that collagen jar. And that's when I knew I was hooked. I knew that I would be taking collagen the rest of my life. And I read about it. I dove into it. Quite frankly, I never really knew much about amino acids or how important they were. And I just became what I would say is a devoted customer.
I don't doubt at the same time, though, that the people that you were spending time with, people who are gym rats, you know, your SEAL buddies, I mean, no doubt they had a little bit of knowledge or at least were open to this idea that they were familiar with how to keep the body running, even if they weren't like taking collagen. No doubt it was an easy conversation to have. Am I making a bad assumption here? Because I'm just thinking people who are taking care of themselves are really open like you to just continue that process and say, I don't want to be in pain. Of course, I want to fix my joints or heal myself, right?
Well, you know, what's funny is a conventional knowledge would have you taking things like, you know, glucosamine, chondroitin, that kind of stuff,
right?
Which no offense to that entire industry, but I'll call bullshit on it.
Absolutely.
It work.
I would call bullshit too. Yeah.
And that, but that was conventional knowledge. So collagen in 2017 was not a high, you know, a household name. There wasn't Jennifer Aniston TV commercials being aired and, you know, like a lot of marketing dollars being pushed around the awareness side of it. So it was still pretty underground, but the idea, the concept of taking different products to recover was definitely in the conversation, but usually some pretty obscure stuff.
Okay.
And you know, like the bulletproof coffee was this like novel idea that had just started to buzz around, and CBD was not even really legal yet. It was sort of still going through those hurdles. So those concepts were out there, and those on the cutting edge, like that community that I spent time with, like they'd be curious about it, but there wasn't like a really set blueprint, a map to follow that would guide you to wellness. It was a lot of tinkering, but the curiosity was there. And I think that that's an important one to touch on, just as I was curious. So fast forward a couple of months and I just feel better and better and better. I'm running faster. I'm my mobility feels great. I'm squatting. I'm doing all the things and I feel awesome. So my business partner comes over. Now, he's not my business partner at the time. He's just a buddy that I'd worked on a couple projects with, and comes over to the house and he says, "Oh, you take collagen, huh?" Just very casually.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, it's amazing. Like it's all the things. I start raving to him about just like what I just told you, like how great I feel. And so he just looks at me kind of casually says, "Well, let's start a company." And I'm like, yeah, I got a one-year-old waddling around behind me.
Yeah. Here. I don't like, I need a little, really... a little consistency in my income and my day.
Yeah. Like let's be the 45-year-old who's trying to make a mortgage payment and just fire off his life savings and start a company.
There you go.
But what's interesting is that it was a very quick organic conversation. Now, TJ, my business partner, the other half of Bubs, he spent 20 years in e-commerce. So he is a digital marketer. He understands wellness trends. He's the guy at that gym at Seal Fit who knew the bulletproof coffee the minute it came out. And he knew to look at CBD and he knew about, you know, various recovery techniques. He's a student of the wellness game.
Right. So he watches the trends. He sees them coming in and he knows what's what, especially from a marketing capacity and digital. It's a big deal. Yeah.
So he knew about collagen.
Right.
He never took it because, you know, at the time he was whatever, 32 years old. So he
didn't need it.
Well, he didn't feel like he needed it.
That's what I mean.
I'm sitting here raving about how great it works. So he's like, oh, I guess it really works. Well, he knew the trends were there. He knew that this thing was on the come up. So he says, let's start a company. And I said, all right, I'll humor you. Let's have this conversation. What would a company look like? And so we both said opening line at the exact same time for different reasons, but we both said it together. Well, whatever we do, we have to do something cool for charity. Okay. So we both said it. And then I'm like, I just kind of lit up like a Christmas tree. I said, well, I know the charity. The charitable cause has to be the Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation. Now, Glenn was that guy that I talked about who was my best friend since middle school, who helped me kind of get back, you know, into fitness in my 30s. He had been my roommate for several years when I was turning 40. And Glenn was one of the Navy SEALs who was killed in Benghazi, Libya. So right. You might remember the terrorist attacks on 9/11 in 2012. Hillary Clinton got in a bunch of trouble. You know, there was a movie, 13 Hours, that was made about it. There was a lot of buzz and attention around that incident. Well, there were two Navy SEALs that were killed saving all those American lives. And my roommate was one of them. So we had started a foundation after Glenn passed, the Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation, to help special operators and their families transition to civilian life, primarily through scholarship. Mm-hmm. So here I am, the action sports guy who is also part of a nonprofit, and really celebrating the legacy of my fallen best friend. And the idea of creating something in Glenn's likeness, it just clicked. So I looked at him, I said, well, it's got to be Glenn's foundation. We'll start this company that stands for self-improvement. The products we make will stand for self-improvement, like collagen. And Glenn was a guy who stood for self-improvement. He was always improving himself and bettering himself. And if collagen was around when Glenn was alive, you can bet that he would have taken it. So Glenn's call sign in the Navy was Bub. So we named the company Bub's Naturals as a tribute to Glenn and his way of life. We give 10% of all profits to charitable cause in his name. And every product that we make stands for self-improvement, just like Glenn did.
I love this story. It is wild, you know, but I love this story because, you know, this show is about the life we plan to live versus the one we're living. And very often I find myself speaking to either those who have found themselves at, you know, 40-ish, you know, somewhere in the range. Exactly. Right. Who are at that crossroad of like, what am I doing? Like, what the hell am I doing? What have I been doing? And what do I really want? They're literally hitting that wall because they didn't hear the knocking earlier. And so they're at that pivot. Other people, they're actually deeper in the muck because they can't figure it out and they can't even like see themselves or see where they are. So people are constantly listening or having conversations with me about, you know, where do I turn? Or I know where I want to turn, but it's the big pivot of wanting more. Yeah. But you see, you nailed it because I love to say, and I think it's a real truth, when we build in and cultivate not just the passion points that are meaningful to us, and yeah, like, look, let's face it, you found a product in the right time where the marketplace was hot. I think those are really fantastic, you know, plugs and holes to fill, right? Like, we need to do that. But you're thinking of community and you knew which community you wanted to serve. And I just think that people never go wrong when they reconsider beyond themselves and look beyond themselves and say, how do I make this about us, meaning the community too? And how do I serve someone beyond myself here? And what I want to reap from this, it's got to be more than that. And you've done that. And so I love that.
You touched on something amazing. And thank you. Serving, the idea of serving.
Yes. So
when I got into fitness and I started coaching, and this was like 2009, I was really passionate about the fitness, right? Look good naked, be really fit, run down the street, surf a lot, whatever you want to do.
Right.
I had no interest in coaching someone else, on helping someone else. And it's not that I was selfish, I just didn't have any interest in it. I wasn't, my eyes weren't opened to what that would look like. So the owner of the gym, this guy, Mark Devine, made me get certified to coach. And it was a kind of a funny backstory, but you know, effectively I wasn't paying for a membership because my best friend was a Navy SEAL. And he went into the gym and he's like, you need me to work out here because I'm a Navy SEAL and I validate your gym model. You're lucky to have me. And it worked. And I was standing next to him and I'm like, yeah, I'm with that guy. And so the owner is this incredible sweetheart. And Mark turned to me and he said, look, you're a big part of this community. You're part of what we do here. I need you to participate. And when Mark asks you to do something, you just kind of do it. He has that power and that sway. And he always asks for the right reasons. Well, so I went and got my level one CrossFit teaching certification. And keep in mind, at the time, I'm the global director of marketing at DC Shoes. And
you're busy.
I'm busy. Yes. So I start coaching 6 a.m. classes before I go to work.
Wowie, yeah.
And I'll never forget the first time I teach this kind of, I don't want to say she was middle-aged. She was probably in her mid-30s, mom, trying to get back into shape. You know, and she joined the SEAL Fit gym because it was the closest gym to her house. Mm-hmm. And I taught her how to do a pull-up. It took months, by the way. It wasn't like a quick thing where she suddenly just did a pull-up. It took months of progression. And I worked on it with her. And I'll never forget the look on her face of pride and accomplishment when she did her first pull-up. And she turns right to me and she looks right at me and she's like, oh my God.
Because she looked at you like, we did it.
We did.
Right. This. She looked at you like, we did it. Yeah.
I'm like, you did all the work.
Yeah, no.
No, right. There was something else there. And that was my first, I think, substantial experience with service, in a way that really I connected with.
You felt it. That's right.
And that idea of serving just got bigger and bigger and bigger with me over time. And you know, it took time. It took time to evolve that and let those feelings sink in. And then, you know, mostly I just acted on them. Like I didn't really stop to think like, I love teaching because it helps bring out the best in other people. And that's a warm fuzzy inside of me. I didn't identify any of those things. I just did it because it felt good. And I didn't question it. It was only upon reflection that I realized, hey, that's the stickiness of life.
That's right.
The substance. That's the good stuff. And
those are the stackable moments.
Yeah. And I joke about my career path. I'm like, I was never supposed to do what I'm doing. Like, this was a completely unscripted professional path. I mean, I dropped out of college to chase a dream of becoming a pro snowboarder. Most people don't make it there. I wasn't incredibly talented. I just was passionate to put in the work to do it. And I got lucky in a lot of ways, but I enjoyed a, you know, 5-6 year career getting paid to ride a snowboard. That's awesome.
Right.
And it paid for college. Then I thought I was going to use my degree to go and join the State Department and become a government employee and in a life of service, not service the way we just talked about it.
No, right. Literally the service
for the government.
Yeah, exactly.
I was in selfish mode. I wanted a job where I could travel the world. State Department, that'll get me there. And then I end up traveling the world with Burton Snowboards and ESPN and the X Games and all the different jobs I ended up taking in the action sports space. So that wasn't on purpose, but that's where it took me. When Bubs came about, you know, I'd been in that kind of youth marketing space for, you know, 15 some odd years. And I knew I wanted a change, but again, inflection points. You're at 45. So I think a phenomenal time to kind of hit that midlife crisis. What are you doing? And it's an opportunity to assess. It doesn't have to be a crisis, but it's definitely an opportunity to assess.
That's right.
And I was assessing. You know, I was definitely not in the consulting mode. I was getting ready to type a resume, go get a, you know, real job again, because I'd been in the consulting world for, you know, 4.5 years. And I was like, maybe I need some stability here. And instead, we have this conversation about starting a collagen brand on my kitchen counter. And it felt so right.
You were open to it. You were ready. You just said you were ready. You were thinking of taking some traditional actions because, well, we don't know what else to do when we don't have an idea that's already percolating. But you were open. Your heart was open. Your mind was open. The timing was right. That's why the conversation was able to come and like be boom, you know, immediate. Yeah. It's all kind of vibrational and it comes to you in a certain way, you know.
It is. Yeah. And you have to listen to that. Like, and we totally know that as, you know, societally, you're not taught to lean into those thoughts and lean into those feelings. Like,
that's,
you know,
right.
Entrepreneur's always been the renegade or this black sheep and quite frankly, a bit overused on social media. But because it's incredibly risky at the end of the day. So I ended up with that feeling, man, this feels right. Okay, mm-hmm. well, let's go validate it. Let's use data points here. Is this industry ripe for disruption? Yes. Is there any other brand in the dietary supplement space that is charitable? No. It was a real easy no.
Totally.
Talk about an industry that's built on vanity metrics. And
exactly.
All of like the most selfish motivations, like, just doesn't have that component. Then it was, okay, the market's viable. We have a point of difference. Does this pass a sniff test? Is it weird? I'm about to name a company after my dead best friend. And that's an incredibly personal.
It's a big deal.
Decision. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Called his family. They said, you got to do this. Called Glenn's former teammates, guys in the Navy. I said, what do you guys think? Is this weird? And they all said collectively, Glenn would kick your ass if you don't do this. So you got to do this.
I love it.
And that was it. You know, I dove into my savings account. I modeled out a plan of the unknown. And I said, hey, we'll give this thing 6 months. We'll see what happens. So then it was learn the collagen industry, learn the manufacturing, learn the back end of it, and build on those points of difference. I don't think we would be successful if we were just another Me Too brand. Like, we really set out to have the best collagen on the planet. We set out to prove that in terms of flavor and solubility and performance. And then we set out to get third-party accreditation for that, which took time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're one of two brands on the market that's Whole30 approved. That's a really big deal.
It's a really big deal. Absolutely. Gluten-free. You're really arriving and meeting people at their level of need, whatever that might be, whether it's just a desired need or it's an absolute like dietary and medical need. It's so evident to me, and I know I'm a bit biased because I am a holistic health counselor and I've been doing that for 16 years. And I dig into a variety of corners. And so I have a little bit more knowledge than maybe a person who hasn't explored. But yeah, I think it's cool. But I think it's just so nice that you took the care to source a product the way that you did. It's evident. It's wicked evident. Not just looking at a website and reading, you know, the information and the story. I mean, that's beautiful, but utilizing the product. Exactly. But really like using the product and getting a sense of it. And I'm like, wow, you know, and I'm actually a person as healthy and holistic as I have been for so long. I'm a person who has like joint issues now in my age. I mean, I don't know why and how it's happened. Maybe it's just because I've played rough. I don't know, but I actually need the product. So it's meaningful to utilize it. Yeah. It's a super story.
It's fun. And then, you know, when you're, I guess I've always had, I don't guess, I've had this great North Star, which was Glenn. Yeah. And, you know, yes, closest friend. Yes. Great human, like all these great qualities around him. So when you're developing product and you're going to put Glenn's name on the jar, like it absolutely better measure up to that. So yeah, it's so good.
Interesting, because I have a media background, right? Sort of as well. You're more on the brand side of things. I spent over 20 years in media, sponsorship sales, doing all sorts of things for entertainment companies that you've worked with, I know. Navigated myself into this holistic arena, side hustle, getting up at the butt crack of dawn, you know, doing the whole thing, kind of similar in that way. And then hit my pivot. And I'm actually a psychotherapist now. I finally finished a lot of my studies. I was just college dropout, didn't really finish, had this wildly successful career as well. But when I got to that point in my life in my 40s, and I was like, shit, there's got to be more. Like, how do I serve myself but serve others? How do I fill my heart by filling someone else's? Like, I intrinsically learned that or knew that, or it sort of just came, right? It was the same thing. It was like, well, duh, every time you do something that's helpful or you see someone hitting a great moment or a peak in their life because you maybe contributed or guided them, that's like making you feel like $1 million over here. How do you make this work in a way that is, I don't know, you could spread your wings further and make it even bigger and bolder. So I really appreciate like your story for that reason, because I've traveled the road and it's like, wow. Wow. Well, life is good.
You know, there's a pivot. It doesn't have to happen in your 40s.
No.
But it does. And it happens repeatedly. And there's always seems like you spend your 20s and your 30s slaying dragons.
Totally.
And like you are just conquering the world, climbing the next mountain. You're just doing that over and over and over again. And it's always a series of these false peaks.
Right.
Right. But you keep chasing them. And that's just how we're wired. Like we're wired to go down and do that. And there is that point where you sort of go, hey, you know, I'm chasing this holy grail and you're chasing it all over the world. And you don't realize that it's always been right here.
Right there.
There's a phenomenal book that I was turned on to called He. And I don't remember the author. There's He and then there's a Her. And I could read Her to learn more about my wife and appreciate kind of her journey. But He was, it really struck a chord. And I'm like, oh my God, the quest for the Holy Grail, slaying dragons. Like it was the right language that I could respond to.
Sure.
And then you realize like, that service, all of those feelings that you get from that and that gratitude and that appreciation for that journey and like, and that what you're doing now, it's all there for you.
Right.
But it's all inside here.
Always. So
always looking out. You sort of look inward and you find that. It doesn't happen overnight. Again, it's a long process, but it's just by being curious enough to realize that, hey, I'm spending all this time out here. Maybe I need to pull that inside and just start asking those questions. Like, you know, you had this amazing career, advertising, marketing, events, like you're spending massive budgets for brands to have this presence at different events because they want to sell more stuff. And those are great commission checks. You know,
they're awesome. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
It was huge. It was a huge, lucrative, amazing career. I'm not going to lie. But I'll tell you what really got me after a while. I thought to myself, especially when I was kicking into the holistic space and really looking for natural ways to live, exist, heal, the whole nine yards, I thought to myself, I can't keep pushing toxic shit on people anymore and then turn around in my side hustle and try to help them get rid of toxic shit in their life. Like, that's how I felt. I felt like I was living in such contradiction to what my belief system was really became versus what my day job was all about. It's like, if I need to actually sell one more, you know, toxic deodorant or toxic, you know, boxed preserved food or processed food, it's like, I don't believe in it. I don't consume it. I think it's the most horrendous thing to put in your body. And I'm here trying to help people, you know, at night when I moonlight or 6 o'clock in the morning when I meet them for coffee, try to get them to say, hey, do you think you could start shopping the periphery of the grocery store and stay out of the aisles? And that was such a conflict for me. It was ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you act on it. I mean, ultimately, you know, you either go, okay, I'm only going to work with specific brands.
I did try to do that. Yes, it doesn't work.
Oh, doesn't work.
No. You have to sell yourself somewhere at some point anyway. And it was fine. I'm not going to completely crap all over a business that took me to different places and gave me an interesting experience and perspective. And it is what it is, but I'm glad it's not the same industry anymore. I mean, it is in many ways, but there have been many changes and that's a good thing. And I feel like the tide is shifting and people's eyes are wide open and we live in a global connected society. Unlike when I first started, we didn't have as much. So people can learn more and they can make decisions hopefully for themselves. And like you said earlier, people aren't naturally built, unfortunately, to just trust in their own instincts or to believe and look inward and say, you know, how does this feel for me or what works for me here? They're constantly looking outside. And so now hopefully we're living in a world where more of us are going inside and sort of teaching others to do that with themselves. So yeah, yep. It's brilliant.
It's a neat journey to be on. I can definitely say that. And now, you know, just like swinging back like that pull up moment of that and seeing that satisfaction. Now it's a review. It's an anonymous person that I've never met that somehow our brand has touched, you know, hey, I'm a, 50-year-old, mom that had some sort of debilitating joint health. And I just feel so great. Guy's a plumber in his 50s and he's like, you know, I got to use my hands all day and I've discovered this product and I never knew it was there, but now I've got my quality of life back. And that knowing that we're a part of that journey is so epic. And yeah, I wouldn't change a thing. And so we took this leap of faith. And I think that's important. We measured it to a degree, but there's a lot you don't know. Like, hey, I got $25,000. Hey, TJ, how much money do you got? All right, let's put that together. Is that enough for a website? Can we buy product? Can we get it to market? Like all the things. And you learn. And we figured it out. But we had the passion to drive the learning. We were curious and excited and motivated. Like we needed those things. So the energy was there.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Then there's the unknown. Does the world need another collagen brand? Probably not. Does the world need a brand doing things a little bit differently? Maybe. Let's go find out. And that was the start of the journey. And then I'll never forget, we bought one pallet of collagen. That's all we could afford. One pallet of collagen. So one pallet of collagen equals about 1,000 jars. Okay. So our business model was incredibly simple. Buy a pallet of collagen, sell it, use the money from that, buy two pallets of collagen, sell it, buy four pallets, right, and then buy eight pallets. And
that's it.
Buy eight pallets, you should have a business that can start to run itself. We ran out of collagen after that first pallet. We sold so quickly. We better get better at this. Not better at the selling part. That seemed to be working. Better at the supply part.
Yeah.
Marketing guy doesn't know anything about demand planning or supply chain. But you learn. And it was just the two of us. So, you figure it out and you learn. And it's been a wild journey. And now here we are 4 years in. And, we feel like we're just getting started.
I love it. And you've made a super fan out of me. So thank you for that. I don't know that I would have stumbled upon it as soon as I did with you. So that's a beautiful thing. Are you finding yourself facing any problems with product and having any issues with supply? Because I know so many companies are facing that. I just wonder, has that hit you in any way?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
You know, whether it's canister prices are going up, I think the biggest one that everyone the world over can look at is shipping and freight costs. So we're a direct to consumer business. You buy from our website, we ship it to you. Well, the cost to ship it to you is gone up by, you know, over 50%. Well, are my customers going to pay that? Because my competition has mega dollars behind it. You know,
they sure do.
Proteins, they're owned by Nestle. Like, right. They're not Vital Proteins, it's Nestle. So they can absorb those shipping costs.
And they're a behemoth. They could also not only absorb it, I'm sure they're negotiating to not get as hit as a small guy. Let's face it, you're absorbing them in a way. Yes, you are.
So there's a lot of hurdles like that on supply chain. You know, our collagen relationship is phenomenal, and that part's great. Our co-packer is solid. You know, we have those. We've built good foundations, I think, based on the relationship of the brand, like, you know, co-packers and suppliers that want to work with us, which is great. Mm-hmm. They're not saying, hey, it's just another brand, like whatever. They're like, they kind of feel emotionally attached to it.
That's beautiful.
They're a part of it. And I say, hey guys, like, if this works, we're going to donate more to charity. We're going to help more people out. I need you to be a good partner with us. I'll do my part. We'll do our part to keep it going, but you know, we need you.
I love that. I love this story. It is pretty cool. And it's like, so it's such a treat to talk to you again, refreshing. I love the product, but you know, I think that getting it out, telling more people about it, just, it's all feel good, you know, because at the end of the day, it's not just you, like you said, I mean, you know, yeah, there's collagen to be purchased in other places, but I think it makes such a big difference to others when they are participating in something that's beyond us, and that it reaches into deeper corners and more meaningful places. Yeah. So why not?
Yeah. I mean, we call it a family, like our customer base, they're not customers, they're community. And we try and foster that as much as we can. The emails that we send, we try and send them out, but you can always reply back to me, like, you know, reach out to me. You know, we're trying to add value by offering just entertainment or knowledge or some combination of both, so that people don't get just a boring email that says, buy more stuff. Let's educate you on how this can help. Here's some recipes that you might enjoy.
I was going to just say that. I'm like, I want to make sure that, and I will do this so everyone knows in the show notes to find it. Your blog is fantastic. I've already picked off different nuggets of wisdom and information and recipes. I think it's fantastic. And I can't actually say that about all, you know, sites or informational areas and sites, the blogs. I mean, there are many really good ones, but you actually have a really great one. So for all the listeners, it's, you know, you will find it in our show notes, and it's a beautiful, beautiful section where you're going to find something for everyone. Really, there's just something for everyone.
We definitely try and have some fun with it. That's for sure. Yeah. And thank you. And I mean, these journeys, you know, you touched on it earlier. The folks that are like, what do I do? What do I do? They're starting to ask the questions. And, you know, when you're ready to ask the questions, you might not like some of the answers you get, but those are opportunities for growth. And those are opportunities to address things that maybe you haven't addressed in your professional or personal life over the years. And like, now's the time. If your listeners have found this podcast, they're curious. They've either already taken steps or they're going to start getting ready to take steps. They're just doing some research or they're curious. They're kicking tires.
That's it.
But much like in the name of the podcast, I mean, we all have dreams that we want, where we want to get to. And there's a ton of detours along.
Oh, aren't there? Yeah.
And if you're asking the right questions and you're open to the answers, you know, effectively having a great open state of curiosity, and you're going to learn a lot.
You're going to have a great time. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. Let me tell you something. You know it and I know it. And I hope that that's where we're leaving people today. So thank you so much. Down. Yeah. It was good to have you.
This is fantastic. Thank you so much. A great conversation. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yay. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.